I forgot what it was today, but I said something to him, and then he said something else, and I was like, shut up.
This is what a great story for a podcast, so full of detail. And I never saw that twist coming. It is fun to razz this guy. I do like it. Now I get it.
Keep doing it. Exactly. I like it. I like when people razz me. It's okay.
Yeah, that's what all victims of bullying say. No, I like the attention.
Yeah.
At least it's attention.
I can take a joke.
Yeah, guys, I like to laugh at myself.
Welcome to the first podcast. It's not the first podcast. I'm your host, Asterios Kokonos. With me today, two guys who might be in Norway or California. I'm not sure. One of them's funny. The other one's dry. Please welcome Phil and Angelo.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining us. My name's Angelo.
Sup?
I'm going to be your co-host today.
I'm Phil, a.k.a. Lars, the host.
Now, Ange, they call you the funny one, and they also call you the handsome one. They also call you the talented one, and they also call you, like, the sensitive one? Is that a lot of pressure? That must be so much pressure, you poor guy.
Which one of us was Ange again?
Ange
is. That's me. You're Phil.
Yeah, you're Phil.
Okay,
Phil.
We'll give it to Joe this episode. He needs a win for once.
Thank you. I do. That's very true.
I'm on Team Joe. Joe, you don't need this guy. Have you noticed that he's holding you back?
Well, he's holding me back.
Yes.
But in a way, he's really propelling me into the future. I'm sort of hanging on his curtails in a sense.
Yeah, just like when you play basketball with your child, it makes you up your game because they're so bad at it. I know what you mean. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when my dog is playing catch.
Yes.
And you know, same basic principle. But for the listeners who aren't necessarily familiar with your work,
you mean for all of them? You mean for all of your listeners?
Well,
a lot of these people in the channel right now are your listeners specifically. So
yeah,
how did
they get in here? I've never done a podcast before where someone was like, we invited a studio audience. It's really cute. I like it a lot. I kind of wish I was performing more for people.
Do you not enjoy fun, Asterios? Like, it's enjoyable.
I do like fun. You know what I like? Fun-sized candy bars.
Okay.
Because then you feel like a giant eating a little baby Snickers. And then I always end up eating more fun-sized ones than I would have eaten had I just eaten a regular-sized one.
Asterios, if you keep eating them, eventually all candy is going to be fun size compared to you.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're telling me.
I actually have a bit that I do about fun size candy bars.
I'm listening.
It's in the spirit of Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
So what's the deal with fun size candy bars? They call them fun size, but if they were really fun size, they'd be bigger. You know, like the king size. What's fun about a little candy bar?
Wait a minute.
Boo.
No. I like that. In fact, I love it.
It's going somewhere, right?
But I've never thought about the comparison between fun and king. Because, like, the best, you want a fun king. Like, if you think about it, a king is often the least fun guy. He's staying off with their head. And also, the king has a jester. And it's like, you just have this guy, like, hanging out just, like, to make you laugh. It seems kind of exploitative. You know what I mean?
Think about it this way, too.
I'm listening.
They have a king-size bed. And they have a queen size bed and a twin size, but there's no twin size candy bar.
Yeah.
There's no queen size candy bar either.
If you told me I could have a California king sized candy bar, I'd be like, that's the one I want. How did you know?
Exactly.
Okay. What do you guys think of the Casper mattress? Have you ever seen it come out of the box? It's incredible.
Is that your sponsor?
And this show is brought to you by Casper. Use coupon code ANGE to get 10% off your first Look. Rules and conditions do apply. I'm not going to lie. There are rules. I mean, the first condition is this offer doesn't exist and this code won't work.
Yeah, we actually do have sponsors, though. We should probably...
Oh, you have actual sponsors?
Yes.
I'm actually an expert on the Casper mattress.
I'm listening.
So they're the not too firm. They're not too soft.
A dead kid. Casper mattress. A child died so you could relax. Now that's not a good slogan for them. I don't know why they went with it.
Did they?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know enough about the mattress.
Casper mattress. Dead kid approved.
Let me educate you. They have the essential, which is three layers of something. The most popular, which is the Casper, and that's four layers of something. And the Wave, which is five layers of something.
All of this is just hot nonsense so far.
We could, but what's the fun in that? Well, you know, what's the fun in actually doing the episode?
Yeah, do you want to do a fun-sized episode or a king-sized episode?
But why not both?
I think I'm leaning towards the California King.
Oh, yeah, exactly. A California King-sized episode. Oh, my God. Think of all the bang for your buck, your listeners who aren't paying to hear this. Well, wait. Is this going to be, paywalled?
Well, we could now, I guess. Yeah. Like, we could kick everyone off and just put it on our Patreon tiers.
Ask everyone to Venmo you a dollar or you'll kick them from the server. I love that.
That sounds like a great idea.
So, everyone, if you're listening right now, and no, we're not going to do what Asterio suggested, have you Venmo us a dollar, we're going to kick you. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll do PayPal instead.
So, hop on, I was thinking Patreon. Go to patreon.com/T1podcast and join the $1 tier.
I saw what you tried to do there, Asterios. We're not going to let you get away with it.
Oh, I'll tell you guys something real. Are you guys actually on Patreon, like, for real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just got, guess who's number 995? Me, baby. I'm the 995th biggest guy on Patreon.
Really?
Yes. So I mean literally on Tuesday, I got invited to like a secret Patreon dinner.
Oh.
With all these Patreon executives, and there were all these guys there. And here's what they said. I swear to God, they said, get rid of your dollar tier.
Oh.
They said, think about this. With a dollar, well, Patreon takes their 5%, and then PayPal takes their like 35 cents. They said that you pretty much end up making 55 cents on a dollar. But
okay.
If instead you have a $2 level, you make $1.50 on $2.
Okay.
So you make literally three times as much money on twice as much money. And then I'm saying to myself, you know what? If someone's going to give me $1 a month, they'll give me two.
Well, maybe.
Like, that's not like that much of an upcharge.
Why not three?
That's a lot of money. Oh, my God. Stop. You're going to scare away my patrons. Oh,
why not 1,000?
That's a good
point. I think I'm going to go make it a $2 tier right now.
I did the other night. I didn't tell anyone. Like, I didn't like send an email out that's like, hey, $1 people, I hate you and you're adding nothing. I just quietly retired the $1 tier. Just quietly retired.
Is there anything you have to do for that, or does it just automatically switch?
No, just what you got to do is this. You have to unpublish your $1 tier. Don't delete it. If you delete it, you'll get in trouble. You got to unpublish it, then publish a $2 tier. Just today, a guy pledged $2, and I'm like, sucker. But then actually deep down, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Do you hate all of your fans that much?
No, I look. Didn't you see how fast I backpedaled? My God.
I have a question. I was watching your YouTube. It seems like you live in New York or something. Is that true?
I live in what I call the asshole of Brooklyn. Yes.
Oh, the asshole.
It is so far away. Like, people think Brooklyn is like where the girls from Girls live. And what they don't understand is that Brooklyn is technically like the largest city in the country. Like, Los Angeles is the largest contiguous county, city, state. New York City is made up of different boroughs. So, like, New York City is not really a city. New York City is more of a county.
Made up of donkeys?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
And Brooklyn, that's why they call it Shrekton. And then Brooklyn is because Shrek's a big fan of donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Brooklyn is just this giant. It just goes, man. Brooklyn just goes. So I live in a part of Brooklyn that is so goddamn far away that, like, I'm never actually in New York City. It's just, oh, my God, it's so far.
You take the subway a lot?
Yeah.
You ride the
subway? Yeah, I take the subway a lot. And then recently there was, like, a article in the Daily News that was, like, so much more of the subway is covered in vomit than you were told.
Ooh. What's your opinion of that?
I'd like less vomit, but it's like I'm paying $3 to use the goddamn subway. Can I get a little less blood and vomit?
What about homeless people shitting?
Wait, real quick though, just between you and me guys, like obviously this is private information. I don't want our fans to know, but
no.
I just switched it to $2.
Oh, hey, cool. Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Now back to vomit on the subway.
What are the
other
tips I got from these Patreon guys? They said no one wants to donate. They said nobody likes a charity case. They said you got to get out there and be like, I give you a lot for your money. I do a lot of great things. I'm great. They said don't be like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, so they encourage you to be an asshole or?
Yeah, that's what they said. Okay. They said,
I can do that.
You know why? Yeah, guess who won the election? America's largest asshole, Donald Trump. Like a dick. You know, there's a reason why the prom queen is going out with an asshole and not you, a nice guy. You got to be big and bombastic. You don't buy a car from a salesman that really needs a sale. You buy a car from a cool, confident dude who seems like he doesn't even need to be selling you a car.
What? No. You buy a car from the guy who needs the sale because they'll, like, work with you.
You buy the car at the end of the cycle, whether it's the end of the month or the end of the quarter.
Or you just download the car, obviously.
Or you steal the car. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You ever play Grand Theft Auto?
Yes! It's the game.
It's more than just a video game.
Yeah, you can technically play it in real life too.
Oh my god.
Okay, let me give a little bit of structure here, by the way, and some backstory.
Okay.
So, Asterios, you are acquainted with someone named Maddox.
Him may have crossed paths once or twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I used to be like acquainted with him like in a good way back in the day. Like before all this shit started, and I actually had him planned as a guest. And then like right as we were starting to get that going, I heard about him suing a bunch of people for $20 million for apparently just making fun of him.
Yes, that did happen.
And I was advised by Tej, a friend of the show, who suggested I reach out to you because you were one of the people involved in that lawsuit who was named in it. And apparently the reason why you were a part of that is because you made a Christmas album making fun of him.
Let me give you the bullet real quick just to set the table for your listeners.
Sure.
Okay. Maddox was like the first internet troll. He's this guy, if you've never heard of him, he used to run this website called the Best Page in the Universe.
Yeah.
And this Maddox guy, he makes fun of everybody. This Maddox guy would make fun of he'd make fun of celebrities. He'd make fun of politicians. He was like a real edgy guy. So like, I kind of hate to say this, but kidnap and sexual assault victim Elizabeth Smart. He called her like Elizabeth not so smart for not being able to escape her captor.
Well, it's trolling though. It's like purposefully ridiculous.
Yes, sure. You know. Look. Say what you will. You know, so the point I'm trying to establish is that Maddox is a guy who made fun of a lot of people, and he got a 3-book deal with Simon & Schuster because of making fun of people. So I make a little fun of Maddox. I poke a little bit of fun at this comedian by calling him a cuck hundreds of times to the tunes of various royalty-free Christmas carols I downloaded from a Christian website, releasing an album called Cuckmas Carols that ended up charting at number 7 on the Billboard Global Comedy Charts, was number 1 on iTunes and comedy, and it ended up outselling Adele's new album, One, in Luxembourg.
What?
so that happened. So one little album that ended up charting for 3 weeks, outselling Jerry Seinfeld and John Mulaney and every other, all these famous comedians. One little album outsold Jim Gaffigan the week it was out. And Maddox got real butthurt about this, about me making fun of him. And his butthurt just didn't go away. His butt just kept hurting. It hurt so much, his butt. And the only way this guy could find a way to stop his butt from hurting so much was to sue me for $20 million for making fun of him. He claimed that when I was calling him a cuck, that I was saying that he was like a literal Shakespearean cuckold. And he's like, well, that is slander, sir. And then his lawyer fucking goes into the courtroom and is like, And the judge is like, yeah, isn't calling a cuck just calling somebody a fool? Why can't like I call somebody a fool or jackass or whatever?
That's what his own lawyer said.
That's what the judge said.
No, no, that's what the judge said. The judge is like, you're suing this guy for this guy that looks like a human chicken McNugget in a suit. You're suing this guy for calling you a cuck. He's like, isn't calling someone a cuck just like calling them a fool? And then Maddox's lawyer is like, it goes well beyond that, Your Honor. Why calling him a cuck goes to the core of his very manhood. So it's pretty much his lawyer admitting that he's suing me because I threatened his manhood, which mm-hmm. is the least manly thing I can think of, by the way.
Well, you had shattered his masculinity, you know? What could you expect?
Well, hashtag masculinity is so fragile, yes.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, it's Maddox. He shouldn't have to, like...
Oh, you mean the guy who made fun of Elizabeth Smart? The guy who, like, tells edgy, controversial jokes all the time?
Right, it's like he was due for it.
You mean, are you saying it might be hypocritical of someone like him to sue another comedian for making fun of him? Because I don't see it personally. I
may
think
have
you're
implied
wrong.
It, but...
I think you're wrong. I think you're going too far.
There can only be one comedian in the world.
Yeah, this guy. So anyways, this Maddox guy, he gets buttered, he sues me. The case takes over a year to get dismissed. Saddling me with, as of now, $37,000 in legal debt. Maddox also sued my employer. At the time, I was working for an advertising agency, and he sued them for, he was like, you negligently hired this guy. And it's like, what? And of course, the judge was also like, what? And it made no sense. But like, the reason he sued my ex-employer was to get me in trouble at work. And, you know, it worked because 5 business days after the lawsuit ended, I was terminated. So, yes. So this Maddox guy sued my job to get me fired. He impersonated a female reporter and sent my manager and clients like weird letters accusing me of weird crimes I've never committed. And yeah, this Maddox guy's no good. So how did you break the news to him that that he wasn't coming on your show?
Oh, I didn't.
You ghosted him?
I kind of fell out.
Yeah, don't.
If you're listening to this right now, Maddox, sorry.
Wah, wah.
He is listening to this right now. I'm not warning, which is why I called you Fernando and Alex Alejandro.
Oh, God. Because
I don't
want
you guys to get sued.
Oh,
shit.
That's kind of a concern. Should we tell the story about how we were concerned for our safety that other time we were on the front page?
You were.
I was.
You were on the front page of Reddit?
Well, somebody we
what
had.
What did you do?
We kind of were.
We interviewed an author named Alexandria Brown, who basically she dated this guy, and then it turns out that like he turned out to be like a fascist, so she wrote an expose about it. Like, she noped the fuck out, and then you may have heard his name. His name is Augustus Saul Invictus.
Isn't you mean the bad guy from Fallout New Vegas?
He's a terrible human being.
They talked about him in New Vegas. He was part of the Unite the Right rally. In Charleston.
He actually was one of the organizers of the Unite the Right.
You mean that rally that got a lady killed?
Yeah, yes. And so she wrote a book about how the kind of person he turned out to be. And basically Joe was kind of like worried that like someone from the fascist/alt-right circles would come after us.
We're going to come after
us. No one did.
I don't know, it was a legitimate concern, but...
No one bothered us at all. No. I mean, because she did an AMA in which she had linked to the podcast, and we had like hundreds of people tuning in and stuff.
The AMA was on the front page of Reddit and got like 5 million views or something like that.
Yeah,
so we got a nice boost out of it. But
awesome,
that's cool.
Yeah, look, those guys, they have way too much time in their hands, and they're legitimately dangerous. Like, the alt-right is like a bunch of dudes who need a cause.
They're gonna and say who need a car.
Yeah, no, they don't. They need a cause. It's like the way that I think about the alt-right is like, if the DSA got to them first, they would do that too. Like, it's not actually about them being Nazis or white supremacists. It's about them like not having a home. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they like start listening to this one podcast, or they start going to this one board. And, like, they start connecting with people, and then suddenly they have, like, a little society. And then that society has a mission, and it's something that feels important. That's the thing I feel like people don't understand about these alt-right kids is that they are all lost.
Mm-hmm.
And when you like fucking go after them hammer and tongs, you kind of drive them deeper into the silo they're in.
I think that it's important to hold somebody accountable for their, like, so, you know, social consequences of their behaviors and actions. And it's also good to hear people out. It doesn't hurt to engage with people who maybe have different opinions than you, and maybe they just didn't see it your way before, and you can get them to see the light and why they're such a horrible piece of shit, you know?
Well, it's weird. Like, I remember, like, I mean, you know, you guys brought up Charlottesville. Like, I remember the night of Charlottesville when it was like, it's like everybody thought that this alt-right thing was just like some kind of Gamergate too. I remember that night, Tim Heidecker tweeting like, hey, if you're some kid who's in way over his head with this alt-right shit, just DM me and let's talk.
Mm.
And I was like, that's the coolest, nicest thing. Because it's like you could get way more like retweets and like way more credit if you went out there that night and you were just like, you know, bash, bash, bash. But it's like you club these kids too many times and it hardens them. And it kind of only proves everything they believe to be correct.
Yeah, but okay. But at the same time, I mean, they're 100% responsible for all those terrible actions. And while I do think that we should check up on our weird friends and, you know, just, you know, if someone seems to be going off the edge, to kind of try to push them the other way, I do get that. But at the end of the day, they're the ones that are doing this. So.
Oh, and I'm sorry if I sound like I'm trying to be some
kind
of
apologist. You didn't sound like that, but no, but yeah.
You know, it's like the way I kind of look at it is like the old 2 - 1 = 11 when it comes to terrorism. Like, have you guys ever heard that?
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you want to, I'll let you guys explain it. I don't want to mansplain it.
Go ahead, Joe. Joe.
I don't know. I'm the one who said maybe. So
exactly. Can you explain it? I can't believe you sold them out like that. It's like, it's like, okay, so you got two terrorists. So let's say you murder one. This was something that like the U.S. military taught in the Iraq war, like as kind of a way for the military to be like, we need to never make this mistake again and just invade a country. But they're like, okay, let's say you got two terrorists and let's say you kill one. Well, now 10 of his friends and family members who were kind of maybe flirting with extremism now have a reason to be totally pushed over the edge, and you end up creating 10 more terrorists, so 2 - 1 = 11.
That makes sense.
But at the same time, if somebody fucking blows up the World Trade Center, you go find that guy and you kill him. It's like, well, yeah, what the fuck do you do?
Not just you know, don't do terrorism and you won't have to. So I don't know. So a little while ago, somebody asked me to sort of explain what I meant about social consequences, you know, for your behaviors, and that kind of ties in. Because if you do something that, you know, it's going to piss off a lot of people and somebody retaliates and maybe you did something illegal and you get the consequence of like a legal action, or maybe you just did something that's really asshole-ish and somebody is now an asshole to you, that's sort of like the unintended consequence. So like if there's a terrorist that blows up the World Trade Center and he gets killed, boo-hoo, like, that's what happens. But like at the same time, you shouldn't create more terrorists by willy-nilly going after people. Like
Cameron Clark in the chat asks if this is a comedy podcast. Believe it or not, it actually usually is. It's just, you know, Asterios has his political views and we have ours, and sometimes we actually do get into them.
Yeah.
If you want, we can kind of get back to something a little bit more goofy and ask some of the questions.
Oh, I don't care. It's 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. I'm drinking coffee. I'm fine. Look, you guys ask whatever you want.
Yeah, should I give this is a podcast about beans. That's a reference to last night's episode. We talked to Kill Bill the Rapper last night. I think you guys know each other, right?
Maybe. I know a lot of people.
Oh, look at you. Okay.
Look at me.
What a weird flex.
Is that okay. Flexing? Is it?
I know a lot of people.
Just technically,
I might know this guy. You
people.
Never know. It always turns out I went to college with someone or something. Or there's always
that's
thing.
A weird flex. I went to college.
No, he went to the School of Hard Knocks, and a lot of people did too. So it's understandable that he went to school.
You know, that Ivy League school for rich kids.
Yeah.
Spelled, okay. You know, the one by Fort Knox.
I went to the School of Hard Knocks as well. Let me demonstrate what I've learned.
Oh my God. What a hard knock.
What a stupid joke.
I liked it. Okay. What? You know, reason people are calling this guy unfunny is because you're calling him unfunny. Are you calling this guy unfunny because you're threatened?
Yeah, you threatened Lars?
No, it's just this is very amusing for Joe because most of the episodes kind of go the other way. And this is his day in the limelight. I'm happy for him.
Thank you.
By the way, you can just edit out that entire political discussion and no one will notice.
But I kind of liked it.
We'll probably leave it in.
Cut it down to half. We just repeated ourselves a bunch, kind of.
Okay, we'll cut it down to half.
All right, good.
And that's exactly what we did. You're welcome, audience. Trust me.
You guys do. I just don't want to bore. I didn't know this was a comedy podcast. Like, when we started, I was like, is this a political podcast? I'll talk politics.
Oh.
But now that I know it's a comedy podcast, I'll yuck it up.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's kind of morphed by the guests, but yeah, it's comedy themed.
Okay.
Okay. So Wedge, I guess it's pronounced Wedge, asks, how much does it cost to get Asterios on a podcast? And I can actually answer this one. I added it up, and in terms of electricity, it's probably running my co-host and I about a couple cents. And Audio Boom is $10 a month. So we're looking at about 40 cents to have him on.
And I would like to be reimbursed for my half.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes people mail me and they're like, sometimes people send me a DM and they're like, hey, how much money to get you to appear on my podcast? And then I'm like, what? And then I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell this person no.
Yeah.
Then I look at their tweets and I look at their user profile. Mm-hmm. And then if they look like they're just some poor kid, I'm like, no, man, it's free. Don't worry about it. But then if their user picture is the Mr. Pennybags from Monopoly, uh-huh. I go $500.
It's just of all the people that we've reached out to or had on and... Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had some pretty big people on,
you keep saying that.
The creator of the Elder Scrolls. I mean,
you said that in my Discord. You came to my Discord and you're like, yeah, we've had a lot of really good rappers on. And it's like, okay, congratulations. You know rappers. Congrats.
That's a weird specifically
wow, you found a rapper who was free
Lars,
during
why would
the
you
day?
Say that?
Who would have thought?
What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly, Lars.
See, this is Lars? Actual slander.
You did it. Gerard, pull up the transcript. It was there.
I don't think Gerard is actually here right now.
Gerard, listen to this later. Someone pull up the transcript. It was all there.
Gerard.
He was like, I've had 20 excellent rappers on my show.
Well, I did say that, but yeah.
And none of them have ever asked for money. And I was like.
I did say 20 excellent rappers. That is
did say that. He said I had a 20-pack of rappers, much like McNuggets on my show.
Okay, so
Tupac is too underground to appear on our show.
No. I'm actually given his question.
Because he's dead.
Now I know why they call you the unfunny one. Okay, no, now I get it. No, sorry, Lars. Now I get it. Poor sweet Tupac. Gone too soon.
Toma asks, how many nipples do you have and exactly where are they located?
I got three. Well, I got two in the regular place, and then one's below.
How far below?
Hold on, let me look.
That's your belly button.
One. It's a really good thing this isn't a video podcast right now.
4 inches.
Wait, what are you describing when you said 4 inches?
My third nipple, third of the size of my penis.
Makes sense. Drace has a question.
What do you got?
He says, I have a question. What's the ideal penis size?
I like to keep it at 8 flaccid. I feel like that's because it's enough to look great, but it's not enough to cause pain. I mean, if I want, I can really rev the thing up, but it's I try to kind of keep it like in second gear because it's
you
just
should
like,
do
you know?
Like 8 flaccid and then do it like 4 erect. Just do it in a reverse. Just really freak the girl out.
Yeah, but I want it to also be wide. I want it to be like the thickness of a Coke can.
Well, why not this? Why not 1 inch long and 6 inches thick? So it's like a pancake. Ooh,
I love
that. You just
that.
Envelop her.
Like a TV dinner tray. Yeah, I love that. I'll do that.
It's weird.
By the way, I'm the guy with the silly putty cock. You may have seen me on Reddit.
Nope.
Well, I've seen on TV.
Go to Reddit more. It's great. It's real great okay. there.
His name was Bruce asks, these are real questions from a $15 Patreon-y.
That's me.
What do you think of the Asterios puppet? Would you be willing to write material and have someone else perform it?
Oh my God. Yeah, somebody fucking made a puppet out of me. And it's the funniest, craziest. Okay, A, it's better looking than me, which is.
That's not difficult. But.
Which is, well, oh, that is why it's the funny one. Which is like, yeah, it's better looking than me, which is hurtful. It's like very hurtful. B, I reached out to that puppet guy. I was like, because I was going to do a show in New York City. And I was like, I want you to fly to New York so we can do a duet. You know, like Ebony and Ivory, but instead it's cloth and McNugget grease. I don't know. But I never heard back from that guy. But I do support the Asterios puppet on Patreon. It's the only Patreon I currently pledge to is okay. a guy doing a puppet of me.
The second question is having Kernovich represent you off the table?
Yeah, as a joke, people are telling me that I should be represented by Mike Cernovich, the alt-right provocateur who spread the rumor that Hillary Clinton is secretly sick. And then also for a long time called any political opponent of his a pedophile, which devalues the actual crime of pedophilia and is disgusting. And so, you know, people know I'm a liberal, so they're like, why don't you get this Cernovich guy to represent you in court? And it's like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I think it's Cernovich, actually, but...
Yeah, it might be. But interestingly, Cernovich, he DM'd me once. He said, and I don't want to, like, I'm not going to, like, leak what he said, because, like, it's not nice to, like, leak DMs. But he DM'd me once, and I was just like, I really don't like that you call any political opponent of yours a pedophile. I was like, that makes it harder for actual victims of pedophilia to be believed and heard.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and I hope he takes the note.
It seems like Sir No Pants might have something of a inspiration behind it.
Bring it.
Is Hillary Clinton a space lizard from inside the Earth?
Oh, look, wherever the hell she's from the charismaless. Oh, my God. I remember like during the fucking election and she was like, I'm not a natural politician like Barack or my husband. And then I'm like, well, then why are you running? If you're not a natural politician, how about you get out of the way? And why don't we try to elect a natural politician to a political office? Like, the thing about fucking Hillary is she never seemed pissed off enough, which I didn't like. Like, here's why I like Bernie, and here's why I like AOC, and here's why I think a lot of people like Trump.
Bernie.
He seems so mad. Like, the three people I just talked about, they seem so mad all the time. Mm. And it's like, I'm also mad all the time. So when you got this Trump guy up there screaming, or when you got the AOC screaming, or when you got fucking Bernie screaming, it's like, I want to elect the guy that screams the loudest because that's how fucking mad I am. And then Hillary is up there just like, overdue library books are a big problem. And it's like, no, they're not. I mean, she never said that, but it seemed like she was.
I hate when my glasses break.
Yeah. Remember that whole, remember when she did 40 minutes on bifocals? She's like, I want trifocals. Why can't there be something with a middle distance?
We spend like, $1 trillion on war and we can't have trifocals. Why not?
Yeah, people like war. People think war is cool.
Did you hear Trump called for 6G the other day? Not just 5G, but 6.
Yeah, I did. Because, I thought that was really fucking funny. It's like, why don't you also tweet for free candy? Like, if you're just going to like tweet shit, it's like, yeah, I... Like, you know what? I would love 6G. Are you going to do anything about that? Probably not. No, there's really nothing I can do.
Yeah.
What about 7G?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want Bernie to be like,
fuck it. Why not 8G?
I'm pushing for 8G. I want my razor to have 6 blades. I want 8Gs.
I want 9G.
Nice one, Joe. Okay, so let me give the last question from the Patreon-y.
Okay, bring it.
If you're never going on TDS again, and I don't know if that's true or not, but if you're not, is there a way that Dick could say goodbye and thanks to his fans?
Huh? What?
Oh, I don't know if you're not going on the Dick Show or not again. Like, that was assumed in the question. I don't know if that's the case, though.
Oh. But why? Is there a way that he could say goodbye? What does that mean? He's on Twitter. He has his own podcast.
It's your patron. I'm just giving him, like, a chance to ask the question.
He's on Twitch all the time. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't understand the question of, like...
Me neither.
Could we give him a chance to say goodbye? It's like, you mean the guy that never stops talking? Like, that's how the guy makes $25,000 a month talking. Like, yeah, I think if you want to hear from him, you'll be able to hear from him. Do you guys know who he is?
Yeah, Dick Masterson.
The funny guy.
Dick Masterson.
Let's explain, by the way, because obviously not everyone's going to know what the Dick Show is. Can you kind of explain what your association was with that?
Yeah, sure. The Dick Show is it's kind of like Howard Stern for the millennial generation. It's a show run by a real life friend of mine who I knew for years and years and years named Dax Herrera. Goes by the online name Dick Masterson. And it's just kind of a show where, like, a guy complains. It's very funny. It's really similar to what's his name?
Chopper Trap House?
No, because Chopper Trap House is not funny.
Shots fired.
Well, I've literally never heard anything more low energy in my entire life. Like, I tried listening. Like, someone was like, Chopper Trap House makes $1,000 on Patreon. I was like, oh, then it must be really good. And then I listen to it, and it sounds like every conversation I've heard at every party in Los Angeles where everybody is stoned and they kind of think they know what they're talking about with politics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also kind of clear that, like, maybe they just, like, saw something on Twitter or, like, their aunt told them something.
So you're not a fan. Okay.
I'm sure I agree with those guys' politics. I just, every time I've tried to listen to Chapo Trap House, it's like, everyone's talking like this. Hey, it's like, here's my impression of Chapo Trap House. Like, hey, you see Trump, he's good. No, JK, he's bad. oh, by the way, I think sexism's cool. No, I'm being ironic. It's not good.
Sounds like a riveting program.
Then there's three guys. Classic three guys, sometimes one girl set up, and then the one girl will be like, yeah, no, I've heard the same thing, and then like another guy will be like, you know, and then someone will literally fall asleep on the air, and then it's just like, what is this, the Napcast? Yeah, so that's my opinion. You guys want hot takes on anything else?
Well,
Joe, you got anything?
Yeah. What would be your useless superpower?
I think that's a fucking good question. Oh, I know what it would be. I want the ability to make ice. I want to be like a human ice maker.
You can already make ice, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, fast. Like, you ever go over to the fridge and you're out of ice?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fuck, I fucked myself again.
Maybe you're out of ice because you keep it in the fridge and it's melted. You need to keep that in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, if you put your... ice in the fridge, you don't need to, like, have a superpower for that.
But my fingers are so tiny, I need a lot of ice.
But I think I think that's too useful.
Yeah, but it's also, like, useless. Ice. It's like, if I could have a useful superpower, it would be flight, telekinesis, the ability to shit out money.
Yeah,
you know, money shits.
It's not quite useless enough, the ice one. I think we need you to come up with a more useless...
No, I think he's right. It's pretty useless. It's just kind of lame.
Well, then you give me a useless superpower, and I'll criticize yours.
All right. Go ahead, Here's Joe. My useless superpower.
Set the table. Let me hear it.
What about this?
Okay.
The ability, and here, this is like my go-to, but the ability to breathe while completely submerged under boiling hot lava.
And only lava? And not water? I guess that's pretty useless.
Yeah, because you would die.
Okay. Well, then, how about this? Penny Dar. I can find a penny if it's within 100 feet, like a penny on the ground, I can find it.
That's pretty useless.
And then it's like, oh, great, now I got this penny.
But you had to waste your time looking for it.
which I wouldn't do. Yeah. Like, my penny jar would be like, there's a penny nearby. And I'd be like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, great. If this was like the 1500s where like a penny could actually buy you like a day's wages worth of food, then that'd be more useful. But yeah, at this point, probably completely useless.
Yeah.
Like, the time you'd spend walking around, like, just trying to find them would be worth more than the penny, like, by a factor of a million.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are they doing the thing yet where, like, they have, like, fun decorative pennies like they did with the quarter?
Hey,
penny. That's how you fix the penny. You give me a penny and it's like, this has Long Island's famous giant duck on it. This has that Nebraska twine ball.
The solution to pennies is to stick them up your ass. Like, you've seen the sketch, right?
Yes, and then you know.
And then you know everyone's something. Touched your ass pennies.
Everyone's touched something that's been solution. In your ass, but you've never touched anything that's been in their ass. Now you've got control.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it.
If you guys haven't seen that in the audience, go Google ass pennies.
The classic ass penny sketch. I fucking love that sketch. Oh, my God. Your daughter pays for ice cream with things that have been in my ass. I love it.
Okay, so Cameron Mitt 2020 Clark asks, do you think I'm cute?
Yeah.
Also, do you still have feelings for me?
I assume Cameron is cute. Cameron said something really funny today. I forget what it was. Cameron's a very funny kid. I like Cameron a lot. I've never seen him physically. I assume he's attractive. Because, you know, because humor is always the thing. They're always like, ooh, women find funny attractive. Like, ooh, I'm attracted to the sense of humor. It's like, so this guy's funny, so I bet he's pretty hot.
Okay. I mean, maybe. Like, I don't know.
You're welcome. Next question.
Cameron, why don't you post a picture of yourself?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Prove it.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Well, wait.
Bitch.
We have all night.
Prove it.
All night long.
Cameron, you don't actually have to do that. Don't, Cameron, don't let yourself be peer pressured by these California goobers. You're cool, Cameron.
You told him to prove it, too.
Yeah, I got excited. I wanted to chant something. But now I feel bad.
What did you Google to find that picture?
Yeah, like, where did you even start with that picture?
It's a good thing this is an audio podcast.
I'll link it in the description. That's fine. No, we're laughing with him. Toma, we're not laughing at him.
Oh, okay. That's not a real mustache? Oh, yeah. If you consider that's not a real mustache, yeah, you're real good looking guy.
Yeah, no, it looks fine.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Real. I love the earrings. I love the...
Okay. So, SG Dove
bags
asks,
in the eye.
I have a question for Asterios.
Okay, Suicide Girl Dove, what's up?
I saw a Porg Lego set at the Mall of America last week. It was cool, but expensive.
Yeah, it's $80. I have it right here. What's the question?
That was it.
That's not a question.
Well, you gave an answer, so I guess it was.
Moving on.
That's a thing he saw, or she, rather. It's Suicide Girl Dove. Yeah, I bought the... Okay, so me and my...
Yeah, give your hot take on the Porg Lego set.
Not very high. Like, so here's what happened. So, my girlfriend and I have a comedy podcast together called Porg Chatter. And every week we deliver Porg news. But it's honestly just an excuse for her to just talk about whatever's bothering her. Like, it's not really about porgs at all. But to make things even more complicated, we do actually genuinely love porgs. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, as of right now, about 25 unique toy porgs.
Weird flex, but okay.
And people buy them, like me and Sirachi just did a show in Baltimore, and a dude brought us a porg with a little backpack, and then he put a little tiny bottle of alcohol in the backpack, and he called the porg drunkard, or drunchard rather. I was like, I love drunchard so much. So for Christmas, I bought Sirachi the Lego porg. I was like, this is a layup. She likes porgs. Here's your porg. I got your porg. And she's like, oh, thank you. I love it so much. I'm going to name him Legolas. I love this porg.
Oh.
And then she never fucking put it together. It's almost March, and there's an $80 box of unassembled plastic on top of the bookshelf in my living room. And then I'm always like, hey, do you want me to just put that porg together for you? And she's like, no, I want to put the porg together, and I will. And then it's like, then she doesn't. And it's like, hey. There's a totally unplayed with toy here that your boyfriend wants to... I mean, emotions. My emotions are hurt because you didn't assemble the... Like, I want to play with the toy. I'll be frank.
So it's just kind of in limbo still? Like, there's never going to be any resolution to your porg problem?
Yeah, and the thing is, there's a little... Oh, porg problems, by the way, is the name of the best of the Star Wars in canon Force of Destiny's cartoons starring Porgs.
Cool.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's also a little tiny Lego Porg inside this that she's named Meatball. Mm. And then I'm like, well, can we at least take Meatball out of the box? And she's like, no, not till Legolas is finished. It's hard, guys. It's hard to live with unplayed with toys in the house. It
sounds like a really dysfunctional relationship. I agree.
That's us, baby.
Get a duplicate of each one that you could play with. And that way you still have your one in the package.
Let me spend another $80. That's great. You mean the guy that got sued by Maddox for making fun? Yeah, let's spend another. I'm sure. Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right.
It's $80!
Fine. I'm sorry for making the suggestion.
Well, just don't eat avocado toast for a few weeks, and then you'll be able to buy a house.
Oh, my God. I also took her on a date to... There's a restaurant in Brooklyn, and they're like, our thing is... All we have is avocado toast. We're called the Avocado Ria, and all we do here is avocado toast. I love it.
Is it gluten free?
It's very pricey. It costs like $12 for a single piece of bread when somebody mashed an avocado onto.
Well, was it?
I
good?
Mean, I like avocado
it's
toast.
It's delicious. Yes. So well, that's not the problem.
Nope. Okay. Uncle Tiege actually has a question.
Tiege, bring it.
What is your cultural background? Your online name is Greek, but you've also... Yep. I don't know his voice, so I'm just assuming...
No, that's what he sounds like. Hello, I'm Tiege. Hello.
But you've also stated that you're Chinese on one podcast and Trinidadian on
this
another.
This is... Hi, I'm Dave Chappelle doing an impression of a Caucasian man. How are you? I'm not half. All right, I'm a quarter Chinese, I'm a quarter Portuguese, but my mom's from Trinidad, and then my dad is pretty Greek for a couple of generations, but then, the thing is, though, my family hasn't always been in Greece, because the way we got to Greece is, and this is going to sound like a joke, but it's not! We had an ancestor who was a pirate, and... His name was Constantinos Kokinos, or Costa the Red. And he got that nickname because he came back from like a pirate mission with
your fans were roasting me because I first thought it was Kokinos. So that was the original pronunciation. Fuck off, guys.
Are proper pronunciations.
This is a shit.
Both are proper pronunciations. Yes, because the thing is, my uncle calls it Kokinos, but my dad calls it Kokinos. And it's like, I don't know. I like the way Asterios Kokinos sounds. It's got like better flow to it.
Yeah.
But both are proper. But anyway, and we don't know where the hell that guy's from, because he wasn't from Greece. He like just lay, he like he just got shipwrecked on Greece. And then he was like, I guess I live here now. Cut to me being born.
Do you identify with any of those cultures specifically, or what?
Yeah, the Greek one's the one that shouts the loudest in my bones. Because Greek guys are always, like, super horned up. And, like, and I'm always like, I can't. I like pretty ladies. Like, a dude, I know the guy from Cake Boss Ralph. He's the guy that like, designs all those ornate toppers for those cakes. And I was over at his house the other day, and he was like, I took one of those tests. And it turns out I'm half Greek. And I was like, yeah, I know, because you are constantly hitting on every single woman we encounter. And you're constantly showing me pictures of these Tinderellas you're with. It's like, yeah, no shit, you're Greek. And he's like, I thought I was Italian. I was like, no. An Italian guy would be charming about this. You're Greek.
That makes sense. I have a Greek coworker who's kind of annoying.
Yep. Tell me more. Just rude. Dude or lady? Dude or lady? Is it a dude or a lady?
It's a guy.
I'm sorry. That's the worst. Yeah. That's terrible. I'm really sorry.
A Greek man?
I forgot what it was today, but I said something to him, and then he said something else, and I was like, shut up.
What a great story for a podcast. So full of detail. And I never saw that twist coming. It is fun to razz this guy. I do like it. Now I get it.
Keep doing it. Exactly. I like it. I like when people razz me. It's okay.
Yeah, that's what all victims of bullying say. No, I like the attention.
Yeah.
At least it's attention.
I can take a joke.
Yeah, guys, I like to laugh at myself.
So speaking of a good moment to talk about our sponsor, go ahead and do that, Joe.
So here's the thing about Mint Mobile. You have everything that you would come to enjoy. Fuck.
All of the perks and none of the drawbacks. You get great phone service. Yeah, great phone service using the same network used by AT&T and Verizon and Sprint, but at half the price.
Hilarious is that it actually uses the same network as T-Mobile, so you said all of the ones that were incorrect.
Yeah, but they all use the same. I mean, they all rent satellite time.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, so Mint Mobile technically piggybacks off of T-Mobile, but I guess Asterios is correct that they may borrow from other companies as well. They buy the data in bulk, and then they pass the savings on to you. Plans start at $15 a month.
For a cell phone?
$50 a month, Lars? 50?
15.
15. Oh, yeah. That's much better.
Can I bring my own phone over and use the iPhone I already have and love from Verizon?
I would check that, but in a lot of cases, you actually can.
Now, I'm a person who loves to cry.
Ooh.
And when it, what? Thank you. When it comes
and this
to
is making him cry, so thank you.
When it comes to Mint Mobile, there's nothing to cry about.
That's true.
So,
yeah, they offer ridiculously cheap wireless service. I actually do use them myself, and I used them before they were a sponsor. So, I actually really like them.
A podcaster using a discount cell phone service? Who would have thought?
Yeah, I value money. I'm sure you do too right now.
Oh, my God. I switched to T-Mobile the other day. I did switch to T-Mobile. I was on Verizon forever. Now I'm on T-Mobile because I can't afford Verizon.
Oh, you don't like to be like raked over the coals for extra money every month? Yeah, that's great. I mean, like, I understand why you'd want to switch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be helping. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it's, yeah. So you switch over, go to
mint.t1podcast.com.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
You guys want to do another? Why don't you do a second take of that commercial? Because I really fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's really funny when we mess it up. It's fine. Yeah, go to mint.t1podcast.com to find out more.
Wait, let me give you a second take. Are you ready? I'm the guest.
Yeah,
I'm
we're going to include the first one anyway.
Okay,
but sure.
You ready?
Let's do one more.
Sure. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hold on. All right, three, two.
All right. The second take is worse.
All right, three, two. All right, let's get 60 seconds of room tone. Hey, podcast listeners, you're probably listening to this on a phone right now, and I'd hate for it to be a phone you were spending too much money on. Can you imagine?
Yeah, you have phones, right?
Such thing. Look, these phones have been around for fucking 20 years now. Why do they still cost $200? Jesus Christ. The iPhone 1 came out during the Clinton administration, and we're still paying $200 for goddamn. That's why you gotta use Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile. Uses the same network as T-Mobile does. You know, T-Mobile, the company's so good that they want to merge with Sprint, and the federal government's like, whoa, if you guys merge, this might be too good. You know, the service that the federal government is trying to keep out of your hands? Yeah, T-Mobile, you seen the commercials with the pretty lady wearing the racing jacket? That T-Mobile. T-Mobile Tuesdays, you've heard of it? It's great. Anyway, so you got to switch. You might be able to get service for as little as $15 a month. And can you bring your existing cell phone over? Probably. You got to check the terms and conditions. But I'm telling you right now, you want to save money, you switch over to Mint Mobile. And of course, the best way to get Mint Mobile is to visit our website, which is
mint.t1podcast.com.
And tell them Asterio sent you.
Yeah.
They won't, they'll be confused by it, but they will take your money either way. I mean, they want it.
Sir Notepants just described how you were talking as like, he says, I feel like I just came home with a bad report card and my dad is yelling at me about how much better he is than me at math.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yep, exactly.
That was very high energy, though, Asterios. Thank you for that.
That's what you got to do. You can't be like these Chapo guys. My God, what would their ad be? All right, let's do a third take. All right, this is the Chapo kids doing it.
Have you guys heard of Mint Mobile?
I have.
I hear they're pretty good.
I haven't. Jay, no, I'm just kidding. I have.
I heard they're pretty good, too.
What's the website?
You know, they're as good as Trump. No, just kidding. I don't like Trump, but I do like Mint Mobile, though.
Orange man bad.
You hear about this orange guy?
you lost it there at the end, but that was all right.
No, you guys are funny. Sorry. I'm not gonna lie.
You heard it here first, folks. First podcast is the funniest podcast. Endorsed by motherfucking Asterios Coquinos. And yes, that is the pronunciation.
Jesus, this is like 20 minutes of ads. Let's get back to the actual episode.
All right. Fine. Look, trust me, this is more entertaining than that entire 40-minute discussion about something none of us could do anything about.
I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. okay, so Sir No Pants, a.k.a. Jeff, asks, what does your penis look like, and is it detachable?
I wish it was detachable. Oh, that reminds me. Have you seen that they're trying to, like, they're trying to do a thing where they're like, Lorena Bobbitt, you don't know the whole story. There's a lot more to this Lorena Bobbitt that you know. There's going to be like a TV movie now by Lorena Bobbitt or something. And it's like,
I feel like I've heard this before from somewhere.
Yeah. And it's and it's like, you know, I think I do know the whole story, actually. She cut her husband's dick off and then threw it away so that he'd never be able to find it. And now that guy's got some sort of weird half zombie dick. Can you stop trying to put me inside the head of America's most famous dick chopper? Like, can't some people just be bad? That's my hot take.
Speaking of zombie dicks, by the way, suppose the military was secretly grooming an army of a million zombie animals. So like when one dies, another one takes its place.
Mm-hmm.
Which animal would be the most effective?
Oh, bats. For sure.
Why?
Because they're flying, because they're teeny tiny flying zombies.
Aren't they already zombies, though, technically?
I mean, they're vampires.
Oh, right, yeah.
But, I mean, a vampire zombie would be the absolute worst.
That's true.
I feel like they would fuck shit up at that point.
Vamp zombies? Yeah, because imagine this. Now you got a zombie, and then they can turn into a cloud of bats. That's not good. Imagine a zombie can look into your eyes and hypnotize you. That's not good either. But zombies that are allergic to sunlight would come in handy. So now I'm kind of flipping on it. Look, much like anything, there's drawbacks and there's strengths and weaknesses to it.
Typical politician Asterios flip-flopping back and forth.
Render on to Caesar? What is Caesar's? Pizza, that is. Our second sponsor, Little Caesar.
Actually, we do have another sponsor.
Who do you got? Bring it.
Let's not do another ad right now.
We don't have time for five more versions of an ad.
We will.
Like, I want to keep some fans. Like,
look. I swear to God, these fake ads are the most entertaining part of the show. You guys are really going to want to lean into this in the edit.
Well, I know.
We opened up on a whole thing reminding people that we have like Nazis now, which is like not very relaxing Monday morning drive. It's like, Nazis, they're back.
Sorry, Grandma.
Welcome to the first podcast. With us today, a guy who got fired because he got sued, ladies and gentlemen. His cholesterol's high and so is his energy. Please welcome.
I actually think the first 20 minutes of the podcast were just basically like about sucking Joe's dick a bit. Like, just
it was nice.
Yeah.
So we talked about that and then we got to the Nazis. So that's
wow.
Okay.
Can you imagine sharing the spotlight?
So Odge from your Discord asks, why haven't you seen Kaiba?
Who? Kaiba?
Odge.
What's Kaiba?
Kaiba.
Is that an anime? Oh,
It's apparently some obscure anime that he loves or something.
Okay, I'm going to guess the reason I haven't seen an obscure anime is because it's obscure. And an anime.
Yeah, I figured that was the answer.
But I'm watching this show, Mob Psycho 100. You guys ever heard of this Mob Psycho show?
No, of course not.
Okay, it's really fucking good. I'm just saying, it's like it's actually goddamn.
Is it an anime?
Yeah, yeah, it's an anime. And my girlfriend is super into anime. She was like a Japanese teacher, and so she's like, she just fucking loves anime. And what am I saying? But anyway, the reason I like this Mob Psycho show is because it's like, it's about a kid who's like trying to get his shit together. Like, it's about a kid who's like, I need to exercise more, and so he joins like an exercise group, and then he's like, you know, I need to work on my public speaking skills, so like he runs for class president, and he's like the most powerful like psychic on earth, but he's kind of like, yeah, but when does that get you? And girls don't like me because I'm a psychic, and so it's just about this like little kid who's like trying to improve his life every week, and I'm like, I like this. I like this kid.
That sounds super wholesome.
Yeah, it is. Just like me, Stereos Kokonos.
Yeah. Are there any, like, shitting dick nipples or anything, like, weird anime stuff? Or is it just...
No, it's nice? Totally normal. I remember this one time, it looked like this character got murdered. And I was like, wait a minute. This is the darkest the show's ever gone. And then it turned out that the character didn't get murdered. It was just, like, a psychic hallucination. And I was like, that makes more sense.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun, it's a good show.
So Kravixon asks, have you ever thought about moving to Jersey where a studio apartment isn't $4,000 a month? Also, what's the best chicken nugget sauce when you're going for quantity of nugs?
You know, a lot of people, like, the thing is, if I'm going to move out of Brooklyn, I'm going to move to Orlando.
Oh, of course.
Like, I'm not just going to go to, like, a place that's, like, slightly cheaper. Like, if I'm moving, like, it costs so much fucking money to move. Like, if I'm moving, it's going to be to save a shitload. Here's something a lot of people don't know. My rent is like $800 a month.
Mm.
Now, that's high, but it's also not insane.
Not for you, New York.
For New York.
Yeah, that's, what do you have, a studio?
A closet?
I got a two-bedroom. It's just really far away from anywhere anyone would want to be.
Like, oh.
A two-bedroom for $800?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, like, with roommates?
Let's not get too in it. Let's not get super detailed. But like, the thing is,
oh, do you just have like 1,000 roommates?
My rent. Thing is, like, my rent is super cheap, and so all these people, they're always like, "Stairs, why don't you move? Why don't you move?" And it's like, because if I nail a full time job in New York, you know how much money I'll fucking make? Make like a million. Because in New York, all the jobs have to pay a lot. Because it costs way too much to live here. So like, my plan is, you know, I'm applying for full-time advertising jobs left and right. And the thing is, like, one of these gigs comes in, I'm golden. And if not, then I'll just be an internet comedian in Orlando and pay, like, $200 a month for rent.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Orlando's cheap.
Yeah, I lived in Orlando for a year and a half. I fucking love Orlando. And Orlando is the nerd capital of the country.
But it's humid.
Yeah, yeah, it is a swamp.
Don't they have, like, alligators that just eat you?
Yes. An alligator definitely ate a kid at Disneyland, which is horrifying. Like, imagine, like, you're just like, dark. Yay, I'm finally at Disneyland. Disneyland, I've been looking forward to it. I waited in the car, and I waited all summer to go to Disneyland, and then you die. Like, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note, Orlando also literally has a place called Gatorland, which is like, what if Disneyland cost $20? It's just super goddamn cheap at Gatorland. Like, fucking Gatorland. And I fucking love Gatorland. Gatorland's so great. There's a room in Gatorland where you walk in and then hundreds of birds just land on you. It's called, what is it called? It's
the
called
bird room?
It's called like the Budgetorium.
Oh,
it's,
what?
Yeah, because it's just full of hundreds of budgies.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I was?
I thought you were. I thought like you. There was like budgetorium because like it was inexpensive.
It is inexpensive.
To what you were saying earlier.
It is inexpensive.
Okay. Speaking of other things that are inexpensive, Joe, should we talk about NordVPN?
So here's the thing about NordVPN. I personally hate when I go to load a website and it won't load. Yeah. Or when my internet service provider caps the shit out of my internet because I'm watching too much porn.
These sound like some very strong consumer pain points. I hope there's a product that can address them. Because if you're just bringing up shit that sucks and you don't have a solution for me, don't waste my time.
Yeah, let's just move on. Let's not. We can actually.
Wait,
yeah.
You could solve this?
We can.
How?
Or at least NordVPN can.
What?
NordVPN. Download it. It's $4 a month. It's good. It's cheap. It'll make your life better.
What does it do?
It's basically going to prevent the shit out of your internet service provider from knowing what you're doing. Go to websites they don't want you to go to, and they're never going to cap your internet speeds again. So fuck them.
Well, no, let's be a little less randomly rude to the... No, the point of it is that it masks your IP, and it makes it so that they can't throttle you, they can't, you know, cap your data speeds, they can't see what you're doing on the internet, and also... If you're at some sketchy, you know, Starbucks in Flutter, Kentucky, and, you know, you're kind of worried about what they're going to do, you can pay $4 a month and never have to worry about that again, no matter where you are. And Asterius is saying the moment that we stop talking, he's going to run in there and just steamroll us.
No, finish your read. You guys
I'm just reading exactly what she said.
No, you guys are doing great.
But yes,
no,
$4 a month.
Finish your ad read is what I'm... Just finish your ad read. No.
Nord.t1podcast.com. $4 a month, and if you use the code thefirstpodcast at checkout, you get 75% off your first subscription. Joe, what's the URL?
nord.t1podcast.com.
And what's the code?
The first podcast?
Correct. Go ahead.
All right.
Just a quick editor's note. I went ahead and auto-tuned this, but there's only so much that technology can do, so I apologize for what you're about to hear.
Lots of spies are watching you. Watching your downloads and traffic, lots of spies are watching you. You need a VPN. You should use Nord. That'll protect your internet traffic and let you go to foreign sites. Maybe they've got better TV shows than Netflix Japan. They want you to know. But you're IP locked, so you can't use their region-specific media. If you have a VPN, you can be anywhere. You've got to use NordVPN. Here comes that promo code.
The first podcast?
Yeah. Look, you need a VPN. I'm sorry, but you do. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks that you need a VPN now. The internet used to be great. No one was spying on your traffic, and you just went to a website and you went there. And all these fucking giant companies have ruined the fucking internet by making, whoa, if you're in France, you can't go to this website. And if you're in Jamaica, you can't go to this. It's like the internet was supposed to free us from geopolitical borders. And yet we've found a way to ruin that, too. Thank God for NordVPN. It's a service that masks your internet traffic so you can appear from anywhere and people don't know. And people won't know where you are or what your traffic is. If you don't want your ISP to know how much data you're using, you use the VPN. If you want to go to Netflix France and watch French The Office instead of American, use a VPN. And, of course, the best VPN for only $4 a month is NordVPN.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Yeah. These are great. I like these.
Asterius, what's the name of the podcast?
This is The First Podcast.
And that's also the checkout code, the first podcast.
Yeah.
Well, the song kind of destroyed my soul, but I really appreciated the enthusiasm. So thank you.
You gotta sell.
Yeah.
You sell the sizzle is what you gotta do. You sell the sizzle.
Sizzle equals subs.
Yeah, exactly.
Sizzle equals subs. Sizzle equals subs. Sizzle equals subs. Sizzle equals subs.
Oh, do you watch H3 Productions?
I've heard of them. I heard everybody got mad when they uploaded a video that was an ad for their video game. And then they had to like apologize. They're like, we're sorry we put out a video that was about our video game. It's like, what the people? Why are people so entitled to a YouTuber?
Yeah, that was, well, there's a lot of drama surrounding them, but that was one of the most stupid pieces.
Wait, what other drama surrounding them? Wait, tell me about that. I literally know nothing about them. Tell me.
Well, I mean, a lot of it is kind of also stupid bullshit. Like,
I'm very petty. Trust me, you won't offend me. I'm very shallow.
Let me think here.
A baby's grave. What do you got?
People got mad at them for saying that some members of the Catholic Church were abusing kids.
Really?
Yeah.
But they are, though. There's a lot of evidence of it.
Yeah, I told you it was really petty.
Yeah, when I was a kid, like, I wanted to become an altar boy. And I told my parents, I was in Catholic school. I told my parents, I said, all the cool kids are altar boys. Ryan's an altar boy. Bryce is an altar boy. Patrick's an altar boy. I want to be an altar boy. And my parents were like, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why? And they went, you know exactly why you can't be an altar boy. And I was like, yeah, you got me. And then later it turned out that my priest was a pedophile. Who knew? My parents did.
Grace is saying that they did a podcast episode. They have a podcast and they interviewed Bill Burr. I watched it. It was fine, but some people thought it was cringy.
You guys interviewed Bill Burr?
No, H3H3.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about how another podcast, it's not you guys, interviewed a guest that's not
you
here.
You asked for drama from Ethan Klein from H3H3.
I want good drama. Like, I want one of them.
None of it is
out,
good. Of all of it's really stupid.
Okay.
All of it's really
you
dumb.
You did tell me it was dumb.
Yeah.
So people are upset at H3H3 because they interviewed Bill Burr and it didn't go well. Oh, no. If only there was another way to find the content of Bill Burr, but there's simply not. If only he had a Netflix cartoon, popular podcast, stand-up specials, or regular appearances on other people's shows. But he just don't. That's all the Burr we had. Oh, you took it away from us. You Aaron Burr our Bill Burr. Why did you do it? The real burr in my saddle is how poorly they treated Bill.
They didn't even treat him badly. It was just a little awkward.
They should give H3H3 a bill for all the damage they've caused by their bad interview.
I'm reading the chat log and it does, like, they're mentioning some other drama, but like I don't want to like spend an hour talking about another channel. Just
make it a bonus episode.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, are you guys good to keep going for like another hour and a half?
Two. Yeah, look. Yeah. So you guys called me Saturday night at 11 o'clock. I'm not going to a party after this. Oh, but the reason you guys called me at Saturday night at 11 o'clock is because I had to reschedule because my girlfriend needed some help. She had to go down to the airport at like a super creepy time of night.
I thought you were going to say she needed help with her Lego Porg.
She does. Apparently she doesn't. She refuses to accept. She's like an alcoholic who won't admit there's a problem, but instead of alcoholism, it's a Lego Porg.
Asterios' girlfriend exposed on the podcast.
I'm sorry to hear that about your girlfriend. That's very devastating.
Doc.
Oh, boo-hoo, your girlfriend. Won't do the Porgs.
At least you have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend. What are you talking about?
I don't have a girlfriend.
You just dumped your girlfriend, actually.
What do you mean you don't have a girlfriend? You actually sound pretty charming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No one's ever said that about Joe before.
Sounds charming.
I actually just got out of a relationship.
How long were you guys together?
Over 4 years.
Okay, what could you have done better? Come on, really. How did you fuck this up?
What could I have done better?
Yeah, come on. Well, like, what's the...
apparently
look,
he gets hangry
here.
A lot.
I get hangry a lot.
You gotta carry around a Snickers.
I know. I need to carry around a Snickers. And I could have put more effort into doing better first impressions with her family.
Oh, but no. But to be fair, what the fuck is wrong with her family? Like, they like, are they real fucked up?
They I don't mean to, I hope she doesn't listen to this. They like, a lot of them like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them like Trump.
Yeah, you just got to shut up about that. Here, let me give you some, here.
Yeah, I know.
Here, you be the dad, and I'll be you.
Well, it doesn't matter now. We broke up, but
yeah,
right.
But this is going to happen again. Well,
that's
you do.
True.
Oh yeah, this is the only person you'll date that has a conservative family, because it's
all
not
right.
Like people become more conservative as they get older. No, let's
that's
practice,
true.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, you be the dad and bring up Trump or something.
I love Trump. Trump's the best.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah, it seems like he's very popular.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for good reasons. Yeah, build that wall.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people want this wall built. You can't say they don't.
I see what you're doing there. And then it basically, just, you're not giving the person what they want. Like,
no, because the reason they're bringing it up is because they want the fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the guys that go to, it's like those guys that go to like, Fenley Park and then scream and with their Yankees caps on. They're not doing it because they think it's great. They're doing it because they want a reaction.
Well, there we go. So, Joe, you just learned how to handle people.
Thank you. Thank you. I've always wanted to know how to handle people, and that actually taught me a lot.
Yeah.
A lot about Asterios, myself.
Is there anything in particular that you want to shill while you're on the show, by the way?
Nah, man. You know, you guys seem really cool. I'd hate to, like, ruin this appearance with commerce, you know. I mean, I guess if I was going to talk about anything, it would be my Patreon. You know, patreon.com/Asterios. It's a, you know, you get a lot of great bonus content.
What was that? Patreon.com/T1Podcast?
Patreon.com/Asterios. Yeah. It's, you know, it's
okay.
It's the 150 biggest. It's number 150 when it comes to podcasts on Patreon.
Ah.
You get exclusive bonus podcasts every month. You get to watch live videos of me and my girlfriend making jokes. And when I tour the country, you get to watch those shows live too.
Are there any benefits though? Like, you just listed all the drawbacks.
This guy is actually funny. Wait, who just burped though?
That was me. I'm sorry.
No, I like you guys. Okay. Okay. Invite me back on this show sometime. Not right away. In like 6 months or something. Be like, oh, what's up with Asterios? Invite me back. I have nowhere else to go.
Okay. Maybe. You know, if we run out of, you know, other guests and we have to, you know.
Yeah, why don't you talk to your 500 SoundCloud rapper? I'm sure that'll do wonders for your SEO.
SEO?
I don't know. I'm just looking for something. Just looking to zing you. That wasn't it. But it'll be somewhere. Look, at least I had the right attitude about that zing. You got to admit. I put a lot of power behind it. I may have missed.
Aren't you a fan of Kill Bill, by the way? Like, the rapper?
Yeah, we went to college together, I assume.
Oh, of course, yeah. You went to college with everyone,
I went to college with a lot of fucking people.
It's really, what did you major in?
And they're all, like, so much more successful.
I majored in film making.
I worked in television for 10 goddamn years. I worked in television, movies, and commercials, and all that shit. And I worked in commercials for a long time.
No. That can't be right. I saw your picture. You can't be older than 25.
See, this is why they call him the funny one. Because he's not funny when he tells the truth. Because the truth is the funniest thing of all. Anyway, I love you guys. You guys are so nice to have me on. Thank you for having me on. And thanks to your listeners for putting up with a bunch of yelling that they probably weren't expecting. But I hope they enjoyed. And if you didn't like it, hey, I got sued. You should feel bad for me.
Well, we do feel bad, and we do feel bad for you.
Thank you.
What's the name of your podcast, by the way?
My podcast is called The Loudest Podcast, ironically, and you can listen to it at AsteriosPodcasts.com. That's AsteriosKokkinos, or search the iTunes Store or Google Play for the Asterios Kokkinos Podcast Factory.
And Joe, if people wanted to check out our show, how would they do that?
The best way to check out our show is t1podcast.com. And on social media, we're t1podcast. So it's Instagram, Twitter. Our email address is firstpodcastever@gmail.com. Some asshole took t1podcast@gmail.com. So don't send any emails there. We won't get them.
Probably Maddox. Let me go ahead and give you guys one last thing to go out on, Joe. All right. Joe can actually get really loud if he starts getting aggressive. Can you guys have like a loud off to end the episode?
Sure.
Go ahead. Just get mad.
I can't believe you, Lars, you son of a gun.
No, at Asterios.
Oh. I can't believe you, Asterios. Ooh, you make me so mad.
I love this guy. I love this guy. Why are you making fun of this guy? This guy's great. I love this guy.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I love you too.
Lars, you've got self-esteem problems.
Yeah, fuck you, Lars. Bring Joe fuck down. You and your self-esteem. Yeah,
fuck you, Lars. And that's my anger simulation.
That was pretty subdued compared to the rest of your stuff. I think Joe won that round.
Yeah, I can't. You can't force it. Wait, the other thing is it's also 1 a.m. here in Brooklyn. Thank God my building is made of asbestos, so like it doesn't get super loud, but like still.
Well, there's major downsides to that, but yes, that's actually one of the, yeah, okay.
At least it doesn't get super loud.
You'll die,
yeah,
but
exactly.
At least you'll die being able to be, you know, as loud as you want.
You'll die in peace.
But won't we all die one day? So why not do it sooner for no reason?
How dare you? I don't know if I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, look, Jury's not in yet. The game ain't over till the game's over.
Did you say Jerry's not in yet?
Yep. Can I go to bed yet?